with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and this is Thanksgiving Day Football Previews, with this time with Newburyport High School football coach Ben Smolsky. And Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Hey, thanks for having me again, Rick. Appreciate it.
What a season. What a season it's been. And you know what? It gets even more exciting. I was reading about some of the activities that are going on in Newburyport during the Thanksgiving run-up, and it's just a great time of year, and I want to talk about some of those things. But first, Coach, I want to ask you about what you say and do to with your seniors during this week, because you know, some of them you've had 4 years, some of them maybe only 1 year, but this is it for them. So what's the message traditionally that you put out there?
Well, first things first, going into the final weeks of practice, this is the best 10 days of the year. It's also bittersweet at the same time, because it's for those seniors, it's the last time that they'll play together as on this team, and for most of them, the last time they'll play football the rest of their lives. So it's just kind of enjoy every moment, embrace every moment with your teammates, and just take it in, because it goes fast.
Boy, that's for sure. I mean, you look back to August, and Thanksgiving seems so far away. What are some of your memories, Coach, of Thanksgiving Day? One or two, perhaps, as a player or as a coach, because as you say, the run up to it, there's more than a week of getting ready, and then the other thing is the anticipation. I know I get excited this time of year because the holidays are beginning. So, what's a special memory you might have?
Say as a player, I guess beating Amesbury all 4 years. You know what I mean?
Okay.
As a player, I always remember those, that senior being on the field as a senior, that last game, looking up into the stands one last time. Fortunately, I got to play. Actually, we played all of our games at home because they were fixing Landry Stadium then. Mm-hmm. But, looking up in those stands one last time and being with your teammates that one last time, that's probably as a player, as a coach. I always like to go back to, I'll go back to Saugus first. The first time beating Peabody since the 80s when I was there in 2006 with Coach Broderick and his staff. And, probably best Thanksgiving Day game I've been a part of was Coach Gaudiano's last game. His last game of his career, where we won in overtime against Amesbury back in 2015. Even though we had a couple wins that year, that just made the season.
Oh, yeah. When I was a senior in high school, I only spent 1 year at Gloucester High School. I went to high school in Texas, and my senior year, the only win Gloucester had that year was the Thanksgiving Day game, and that was it. You got the trophy, you got the Super Bowl, you could leave with a happy ending there. I want to ask you about coaching and on Thanksgiving Day. Coaches have different rituals, and we're not going to get into that. But in terms of after the game, and I want to get to the pregame stuff first. But after the game, how do you handle it, Ben? Because I know some coaches can compartmentalize if they lose, some can't. But it's Thanksgiving, and there must be a way to win, lose, or draw. Say, okay, we've done pretty well overall.
Yeah, I guess completely after, you can't have that 100% reflection. It takes a day or two after that, but as to like right after the game, you got to give that message to those kids. It's the last time we're together as a team, and really, just take it all in. And there's a winner, there's a loser. We've been winner, we've been loser. Throughout the series, throughout the last, that's just the reality of any situation on Thanksgiving, but got to be thankful for our teammates and thankful for the season that we had and, what we did as a team, in that focus. And then, you got to go on and you got to go eat with your family. So you can't be dragging over it the whole time. So, you got to enjoy your family on Thanksgiving.
All right. I got to focus on
that food.
I got to focus on the positive, because I know that it was a tough loss for you guys over the weekend, but you had nothing but good things to say about your kids, and that's that's the way it ought to be. And also, it's a tough opponent. When you sometimes you win, sometimes you don't. But with the 100th annual game coming up, you got to tell me about the run-up, the preparation, and maybe some of the rituals that are going on annually before the game.
Yeah, I mean, 100th game, definitely big. With it, with the dedication to Coach Stalen, that it makes it even bigger, you know. So you have all that stuff in the back of the head, but, you know, at the same time, we're going about the week like we always have. It's a great week for the seniors and for the whole team. We got our underclassmen senior competitions going. We started with our weightlifting competition yesterday. And we have our skills. It's like quarterbacks throwing to targets, receivers within hula hoops, and
okay.
You have everyone. You have linemen doing it too, so we have some fun. But there's a different competition throughout this week, and we tally the underclassmen versus the seniors, and there'll be a winner at the end of that. And you know, next week going into burning of the shoe, where we have a little fire under the stadium and let the seniors speak their mind to the team last time. And then we have our alumni day, the last practice before Thanksgiving. You know, try to get 40 or 50 plus alumni there to clap the seniors into the tunnel one last time as they exit the practice field.
Is there a team dinner or a captain's meeting with Amesbury or anything like that?
Yeah, we have that Tuesday. We have a luncheon with the seniors.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always good. And then, you know, that's good, but you know, just those team things that we do, it's just something for them to look forward to this week. And I don't know, just an exciting week.
Oh yeah,
best 10 days of the year.
I know, I saw something on Twitter from Newburyport Athletics, and it was just so cool and so awesome and so positive. And now you've got you've got a little extra time to prepare this week and to heal, and as you say, to have some good competition within the team. In terms of players, is everybody healthy? You're going to get to have everybody on the field?
Yeah, for the most part. You know, we've had one individual's been out for the last 2 weeks, but there's a chance he might be back. But for the most part, we're healthy. Obviously banged up, it's a long season, but you know, we're really these Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're having shorter, quicker practices, very limited, if not no contact at all, just working on our techniques and stuff like that. And I mean, we got back to basics and did our tackling circuit we did back in August. Not that we haven't done that other times, but you know, back to basics and just kind of getting the fundamentals, and then we'll start ramping up our game plan you know, tomorrow going into we're introducing parts of it, but we'll just start, you know, that preparation a little bit more and have a little bit longer practices as we get later on in the week.
Final question about the day itself, the game itself. Are you able to integrate seniors who might not otherwise get to play? I mean, is that part of the plan if you can do it?
If we can do it, yeah. I mean, there's seniors who don't start, a lot of them, not all of them, are on special teams. So, I mean, even if it's a role on PAT, some
right.
kind of role there, here or there. And the goal ultimately is to, but if it's a close game, you know, we're trying to go win that game, especially with the 100th game there and everything else. But, you know, that's always the goal on Thanksgiving. You know, that's why we have the senior day, too, try to get everyone on that senior day. But, you know, whoever earns their time gets their time. And if we can get those seniors in, then that's an added bonus.
Okay. Now, finally, Amesbury, obviously a familiar foe. They're having a spectacular season. They've got an extra game before they get ready for the game. But what's your take on Amesbury, maybe some of their strengths?
I mean, their line is really good. I mean, their four captains are offensive linemen. They're just a hard-nosed, old-school football team that will try to just, you know, offensively, they just want to run you into the ground and tire you out and get those long extended drives, take time off the clock. And that, but at the same time, they're capable of those big plays. You know, they get some running backs who can move fast. So, you know, they're a complete team. And defensively, they really get after it, and they're very physical.
Well, I've been reading a lot about the Sanchez brothers, so I understand the speed part of it. Coach, oh my goodness. Hey, listen, I wish you nothing but the best. Thank you for taking the time this year. It's been awesome talking with you. And happy Thanksgiving to you and your men.
Hey, yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you too, Rick. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Coach.
For having me on this year. I appreciate
it. Oh, absolutely. Good luck, Ben. Thank you. Take care.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye-bye. That's Ben Smoltzky, who is the Newburyport High School football coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.